President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Andrew Zarian here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. on Saturdays with Jim Valley, and Sundays with me. Happy Sunday, everybody. A lot of wrestling to talk about. It's the Olympics. The Olympics have started. Everyone's in Paris. Everybody in the world of sports media, sports business. If you're trying to get some sort of deal done, I think you want to be in Paris right now. A lot of interesting stuff going on here. Ring of Honor on Friday. That was a fun show. I enjoyed watching it. Those shows are always great. Dynamite, Rampage, Collision, SmackDown. We had a lot of good wrestling this week. Also, SummerSlam next Saturday. What a fantastic on-paper card this is. Really, if you look at this, compared to previous years when they put on these shows, I think as of today, there's only one match that's not a title match, which is odd. You don't see that too often from them. We're going to talk about that. We're going to run down that card next week when we do the show. We're going to be talking about what happened on that card. Really good stuff. Also, Dynamite. I loved a lot of stuff from Dynamite. I did not like one specific thing on that show. SmackDown told the story of going to this pay-per-view. It was a pre-recorded show because everybody was in Japan on the WWE side. But we have a lot to talk about, including the news and the latest on the WBD media rights for AEW and a timeline, possibly, on when this could be announced. That is the big question here. When is that going to be announced? Quite possibly soon. That's my guess. All this and a whole lot more on today's show. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. We'll be back right after this.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Go to some of the news this week. Obviously, the big story here in the world of professional wrestling is TV rights. We have started to see the commercials. Actually, during the Olympics, I don't know if you guys have seen this. During the Olympics on NBC, they have commercials for SmackDown going to USA, which was very interesting to see. And a lot of they were showing a lot of, you know, Olympians that have been in WWE. Good timing for that internal marketing for them. We have that happening. Obviously, WWE is going to Netflix. Also, that's a big move. But one of the most important ones that we don't have an answer about is what's happening with WBD and AEW. Tony, a couple weeks ago, stated that they were in the red zone. Are they in the... Now, MG, you're a football guy. The red zone, that's like the 20.
That's the 20-yard line, yep.
That's a 20-yard line. All right, that's pretty close. Maybe they're close. Maybe they're in the 10.
I gotta be that by now, man. They gotta be.
Well, here's the thing. A couple of weeks ago, I was told that Tony would be going to France to meet with David Zaslav. He obviously was not in France on Saturday or Friday. So it's quite possible he's going this week to see if they could finalize the deal. It is very important to have this, you know, close to finish by now, especially with the Olympics happening and the who's who in sports business being in Paris right now. I think it's important. That's why David Zaslav is there. Is he a huge Olympics fan? I don't know. Is he a fan of conducting business? Yeah, he is. I could verify that. But another part of this, which is interesting, the NBA rights has always played a part in this. And Amazon won the rights. I mean, did you see that chart of what they're paying, what NBC is paying, what Amazon is paying?
I didn't see it.
Astronomical. Billions.
I know it's out there.
And billions of dollars a year for the NBA. Well, WBD in 0 hour matched Amazon's offer. So what does that mean? That means they are not getting it because the NBA rejected the offer from WBD, and now this is going to the courts. So there's going to be lawsuits. Turner still has the rights for one more year. So yeah, I'm curious how this is going to work. This is going to be a very interesting time for them. Charles Barkley was very angry about a lot of this. He was ranting and raving on social media.
Well, that show is so good. Inside the NBA
show. Oh, it's
show.
So good. So good.
It's been 20 years or whatever it's been on, and now it's jeopardy of going away because of this. So
it's a interesting time, but how does this affect AEW? I don't think it affects them in a negative way. If they were going to give the NBA a ton of money, I would say, financially, if they were not intending on getting them and then they changed their minds, maybe it will play a part. But as of today, it's the same that I've heard for months. The deal is close to being done. There's a few hangups that they're working through, but it's expected that everything is going to be resolved. And we've already seen a little preview on the international version of Max, where AEW is on there with their archives. A lot of moving parts here. We'll see what happens in the coming weeks. But I do believe they're out of the... They are out of the...
Tony said on the ROH call that they weren't yet.
Out of the exclusivity?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if that was him just...
I don't know. Dave and I had heard the same time frame. So that... Dave and I don't speak to the same people. Sometimes you do, but I could guarantee you wasn't the same person. So very interesting to see. WWE Raw and NXT Great American Bash to air on Sci-Fi for the next 2 weeks because of the Olympics. We all know why.
They only told us like every 10 minutes.
I know. This is the, sometimes WWE does a terrible job at keeping people informed. This is not one of those. they're making sure everybody knows. How many people had no idea there was a battle of the belts?
Yeah, I didn't.
I will tell you, a lot of people didn't, and that's a problem. That is a big problem. We'll talk about that when we get closer to that, because my phone was filled with people DMing me and saying, I had no idea there was a show. And I watched AEW every week. So I don't know where the miss was. I don't know what happened there. This is fascinating. Nick Khan, Triple H, and the mayor of London met for the potential of hosting WrestleMania there. Why did they give him the tiniest little belt? Hunter didn't want to put a good one in his carry-on, the big one. He didn't want to check in his luggage. We've seen their shift to international business over the last year or so. Half the pay-per-views are now out of the country. Currently we only have the A shows, right? And I'm using hand quotes for the people listening on radio. The A shows are currently in the States, but everything else is being moved around. Not to say they're not going to be in the States, but as of right now, that's how they're doing it. And it's working for them, and they're selling out these venues. Japan, very highly successful weekend in Japan for them. So how would a WrestleMania in London work? Where would they do it? Would they do it in Wembley?
They would have to. That or Cardiff.
They're not going to go.
I don't either. I'm just saying that would be the other alternative.
They'll knock at Cardiff. It's just not an internet. It's not the international hub that London is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
it would do great over there, and we would get it on in the afternoon.
Which would be a dream for me. A 2 o'clock and a 1 o'clock in the afternoon WrestleMania. Oh man. Nothing better than that for me. Give me a great afternoon where I sit down on my couch, I have a couple drinks, and I sit down and I watch WrestleMania in the afternoon. I'm not forcing myself to stay up past 11:30.
I would be worried about the weather. That would be my only concern. They would have to go more into May, maybe.
Does that roof close? I don't know.
I don't think so.
We could find that. We could look that up. We could find that out. I think it would be interesting. I'd love to see that. If they did something like that over there. Why not? Why does it matter anymore? It really doesn't matter. A lot of these hangups that company had in the Vince era don't really matter. Language loosened up. Venues have loosened up. They're running different markets. I don't think they would have gone to Berlin. I don't think they would have gone to Berlin the way they did. I don't think they would have gone to France the way they did. I don't think they would have done those international shows the way they did. Obviously, the Saudi thing has opened things up because that's a big commitment for them to travel and put on a big show. But if people are looking to pay them, if the municipalities are looking to pay them, why wouldn't you do it? That's a great business decision. Curious to see where it goes. Kenny Omega had surgery. I'm assuming this was his hernia surgery.
Yes.
That man has been in pain for a very, very long time. It's interesting how, you know, we got to see the very best professional wrestler quite possibly in existence, 2017, 2018, 2016. We got to see the greatest of the great perform and put on, I can't even articulate in words what a talent he is. And he has been hit by one thing or the other the last couple of years. I'm hoping that he gets healthy. I'm hoping that he could, you know, just do one more of those. That's all I want. And the other side, Moxley's taking some time off. Well deserved.
Yeah.
That man has been the backbone of that company.
Yeah, Renee actually took a week off last week. If you noticed, she wasn't on a couple weeks ago. So it looks like there was some family time. That's good for them.
Yeah, good for them. Listen, it is a... I'll tell you a story after the break. Last night we had one of our friends here, a former professional wrestler. And he was just laying in on everybody. And you know what? Even the lightest stuff hurts a little bit. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. We'll be back right after this.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. I was saying before the break, last night I had a little get-together at my house, and a couple wrestlers showed up. Local guys here in New York. Anybody really know. And, you know, a couple bottles of Crown Royal emptied, wine bottles emptied, and all of a sudden, you know, the chops start happening, and people are doing lockups. They're doing a whole thing. It was a fantastic time. Big shout out to all those guys that were here yesterday. Nick Aldis on SmackDown informed the Bloodline that because Tongaloa is not cleared, they would have to forfeit their spot in the Gauntlet number one contender match. Solo brings in Jacob Fatu to take his place. Yo, Jacob Fatu. I mean, what
pretty
an impressive
much the story of SmackDown Friday. It's all him. This is
okay.
Yeah.
This man has said no words, right? Barely. Nothing. A couple grunts and a couple yells. He does not need to speak.
I acknowledge you. That was
okay. He doesn't need to do a thing. He is so menacing. He's a menace to that company. Jacob Fatu comes in to take his place, and they are entering back in. LA Knight defeated Santos Escobar. After the match, Logan Paul attacked Knight until Knight fought back. And he was stomping on Paul repeatedly. Paul was in the crowd. He was sitting in the crowd. Backstage, Logan Paul tells Byron Saxton that he has a surprise coming for SummerSlam in Cleveland. What is that surprise? I have no idea. Will he have someone in his corner? I have no idea. My producer's back here. We lost him for a second. Logan Paul's surprise for LA Knight. What do you think it is at SummerSlam? Mm.
I don't know. It's going to be something to do with Cleveland.
Oh, Drew Carey could come out with him. Why not?
Not my first choice, but okay.
Okay, he's a Hall of Famer. Is he from Cleveland? Or was he only from Cleveland in that show? Okay, he is from Cleveland. Okay, I'm going with Drew Carey. Hall of Famer. WWE Hall of Famer Drew Carey. That is the most insane sentence to say. I don't know. We'll see what he has. Okay. Yeah. Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair. Promo interrupted by Alba Fire and Dawn. The babyfaces got the best on the heels in the end. Jade is so impressive. I like this team, and I like that when they split them, it's going to mean something. And it'll be a huge help for both of them. Bloodline, Jacob Fatu, and Tama Tonga. I love the Tama Tonga yell that he does. He does that weird, like, screech.
Like he's yapping.
That one. Yeah. Fantastic. I'm so glad he does that. I don't know what it is. But menacing Tama Tonga. Defeated Baron Corbin and Apollo Crews. The Street Profits, pretty deadly. The OC. Legado del Fantasma to become the number one contenders for the WWE Tag Team titles. 38 minutes this match on SmackDown. This was a long match. We're starting to see this happen in wrestling again, huh? Long TV matches. 38:40 on SmackDown. I'm for it. I like these slow and steady matches. You don't need to do too much. But again, I'm old.
Yeah, and of course it was five matches in one, right?
So Yeah, it's a gauntlet. So fun. Great. Interesting, though, because this is a good team. And where was Tongaloa?
Storyline, he was there. He just he had a patch over his eye. So I don't know if that was legit or if it was part of the storyline.
Yeah, something. I don't know. We'll see. Cody comes out to the ring and says that he thought he was done with the Bloodline at WrestleMania. This new Bloodline has taken out all of his friends, and he will have to do whatever it takes to beat Solo Sikoa. Cody in Japan, somebody gave him the dusty outfit. Did you see that?
Yeah, Yeah, that was awesome. That was actually
the robe and the hat.
1979. Yeah, he wore it in, when he wrestled in Japan, and someone had it and just said, "Hey, you want this?"
That's incredible. Cool. That's incredible. That really is. Very. He's having the time of his life. It's tremendous. This guy left that company in 2016. They made him Stardust. Whatever. 2015. When did he leave? 2015. 2016. Whatever it was.
2015, I believe, was yeah. when.
And he just went and did the indies. He really wasn't. He was only going to do it for a little bit. His goal was to go and act. You know, there's different variables here. There's one that he never leaves WWE and he just stays there. And he is, I don't know where at that point. Or two, he just goes and does a couple indies and gets a CW show. Gets on a show and that's it. He doesn't wrestle anymore. And we miss out on all this. Fascinating. Nia Jax and Tiffany Stratton defeated Bayley and Mitchin, 12:44. Everybody's intertwined here, which is nice. After the match, they cut to a Bloodline video. Sola says that the Tongans will bring the tag team titles back to the Bloodline, and Sokoa will bring back the world title. So, was Jacob Fatu just a temporary?
That's what the person that wrote this might have interpreted it that way, because I got this from the Observer website.
Yeah, that's how I see it too.
Yeah, maybe that was it. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after the match, they showed the video, and it also said Sokoa said if Roman had a problem with that, he knows where to find him. So they are telling you the story.
That was a big hint. That was a big hint that stay tuned next Saturday, because I would be shocked if we didn't see Roman.
It would have to be the time. It would have to be the time to create whatever you're building to. And I'm telling you, Survivor Series, that War Games match should be Bloodline Civil War.
It would be so good if they.
You know, because you got to think about it, right? Like when you do those matches, and we saw them do Blood and Guts, which is essentially the same thing, right? Let's call it what it is. When you have a story between two groups of individuals, right? Two teams, two groups that are so intertwined, it makes it matter so much more. Those NXT War Games matches meant something because everybody had something going. I thought the Blood and Guts match was great. I enjoyed it. Was it the best one they've done? No. Was the finish a little anticlimactic? I got what they were trying to do. It probably didn't execute as well, but whatever. It was still a fun match. But my biggest problem was it seemed like it was too much of like just ragtag group of people. Just slapped them on one side. One side made sense. The other side, it was just everybody got involved for whatever reason. I like it when it's two opposing sides. I also don't like that they call them Team AEW. The Elite, it's weird. It's weird because you're not telling me that these guys are taking over the company. You know, they're outsiders. They are the establishment. They are AEW, and so is everybody else. We'll talk about that in the next segment when we go into AEW. But this looks great. They're setting up for SummerSlam. I said on paper, this looks to be a fantastic SummerSlam. We'll go through the card a little bit here. Let me find the card here. I just lost my card here. There we go. No, we don't. There it is. Big story here. Probably the big match for everybody. CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre with Seth Rollins as the champion. If they don't do...
Referee.
Special guest referee, sorry. If they don't do a Shawn Michaels, Undertaker... and Bret Hart moment. Drew or Punk, one of them. Let's say Drew spits on Rollins. Rollins goes for the chair, misses, waffles CM Punk. Or you could do the opposite. Seth costs Drew the match. Punk wins. They all hate each other. Man, that's tremendous. And you know what? CM Punk's a Bret Hart guy. Seth Rollins, obviously influenced by Shawn Michaels. Drew McIntyre, big guy. Just put some eyeliner on him. He'll be the Undertaker. He'll do the hair flip and everything. You know, you don't get these opportunities too often when you have this high caliber. Look at this card. Sami Zayn, Braun Breaker, IC title. Logan Paul, LA Knight, United States title. Bayley, Nia Jax, Women's Championship. Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley, huge match here, which tremendous intrigue. Women's World Championship. That could be the main event. Damian Priest, Gunther. Another two tremendous wrestlers. And Solo Sikoa and Cody. On paper, this is a great pay-per-view. Will every match execute the way that we want it to? No, probably not. I would look at this and say two of the weaker ones for me are Bayley and Nia Jax and Cody and Solo. Yep. But the story of Cody and Solo is not the match. It's where's Roman? So you've added a high level of interest in there. Damian Priest, Gunther, I think we're just going to get a great match there. Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley, very interested in there. Logan Paul, LA Knight.
The story
LA Knight needs
amazing.
To win the title. The story is tremendous. Mm. Braun Breaker, is it his time to get a title? Do you make him the IC champion? I say yes. That dude is going a billion miles an hour. You got to appreciate that. And, of course, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre with Seth as a special guest referee. What a great card for next week. What a tremendous card. You can't look at this and say, meh. I'm sorry, you can't. I know people want to. But this is a very high-level pay-per-view. Now again, will it execute? I don't know. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. We'll be back right after this.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look. I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now. At 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. You know, my producer, MG, reminded me how bad last year's card was compared to this year's, because he was there. We sent them there. We sent them to SummerSlam. Just for comparison, I want to read this card, okay? There were 9 matches. Logan Paul defeated Ricochet. Fine, that was a fun match. They, you know, great.
Might have been the best match.
Yeah, Cody defeated Brock Lesnar. LA Knight won by the 25-man Slim Jim Battle Royal, eliminating Sheamus. Shayna Baszler defeated Ronda Rousey in an MMA rules match. Gunther defeated Drew McIntyre for the IC title. Seth Rollins defeated Finn Balor for the world title. Bianca defeated Asuka and Charlotte by pinfall for the women's title. Io Sky defeated Bianca Belair by pinfall, women's title. And Roman Reigns defeated Jey Uso. Tribal Combat for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship and recognized as the tribal chief of the Anoa family. Not a great show. Again,
no,
on paper,
together. Yeah.
On paper, I could tell you that this is a much better show. Mm-hmm. Let's go into AEW here. Do you have Dynamite on here? I wanted to touch on Dynamite a little bit.
I just have some of the highlights.
Okay, cold thoughts on that. Thank you for that. You know what? I appreciate your notes today. The Blood and Guts match, obviously a big story here. What did you think of it?
I liked it until the ending didn't make much sense to me. I felt like they were fumbling around looking for something they couldn't find.
Yeah.
Maybe they had a blowtorch ready or something and Darby couldn't find it. But felt like they were okay, I'll give up. I'm like, come on.
It was a little anticlimactic. Yeah. The ending was weird. But at the match did a lot of good stuff. It also told you multiple stories. One, obviously, Swerve Strickland. Swerve and Hangman is a huge story here again, right? And by design, it's kind of taking it away from Danielson, where Danielson really doesn't care to become world champion. And this man is losing his mind to get that title back and to destroy Swerve. The other thing that they teased, which I really liked, was Okada and Hangman.
Yes.
They teased it multiple times. I thought that was really interesting, too. And, man, that's a match I want to see at All In. That would be a great match. We also got the debut of Camille as Mercedes Muscle. We finally got Camille. And Tony Storm is preparing to die. I don't know if you know that.
That was great. I loved that segment with her. And now she's playing a different character. Her character's changed again. Yeah. It's just so good.
So we also got on Rampage on Friday night, and this was a big story.
This was a rumble.
There was a Royal Rampage to challenge for the AEW World title at Grand Slam. Darby Allin won that Battle Royal on Friday's taping, on the taped episode on Friday. He's earned a shot at Grand Slam. Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens, New York. I'll be there on the 25th.
So that man wrestled, 45 minutes in a cage match with all that blood and then
went out there
an hour later and did that.
And won a rumble. Yep. Yep. Insane. Okay. But who's the champion?
Yeah. And the question is, he's facing for the TNT championship at All In.
Yeah.
And then you're turning around a month later or a few weeks later and you're going to go in for the world title too.
But who's the world champion?
It's convoluted. Yeah.
Is it Danielson?
Right. Good question.
Yeah. Is it Dan? I don't know. We'll see. ROH Death Before Dishonor highlights here. Friday night, they had a pay-per-view. They were out of the Esports Arena in Arlington. That building, you know, they got a lot of those little production issues out of the way on Collision compared to last week.
I've seen a couple, but yeah, for the most part, it's better.
They got better. The audio was better for the most part. They fixed the lighting, some of the lighting issues. You know, it takes time. It's a different setup. ROH Tag Team Championship, Mike Bennett and Matt Taven defeated Ishii and Kyle O'Reilly. Layla Hirsch defeated Diamante in a Texas death match. Lee Moriarty defeated Wheeler Yuta to win the ROH Pure Championship. Interesting move. All right. Red Velvet defeated Billy Starks to win the ROH Women's TV Championship. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, so Billy Starks never defended it. She just held
it. Yeah, she just held it.
She just defended it and lost it.
Yeah.
It plays into the end, too.
Yeah. ROH six-man tag team title eliminator. This was cool to see. Dustin Rhodes and the Von Erich boys, Ross Von Erich and Marshall Von Erich, defeated Alex Reynolds, John Silver, and Evil Uno to become six-man champions. Dustin Rhodes holding another championship.
So, no, that was the Eliminator.
I'm so sorry. I jumped. Oh, man, I gave you a spoiler here. My notes skipped, and I saw it again. I read the wrong line. Sorry. Ignore that whole thing. I'm going to talk about it in a couple seconds here. ROH TV Championship Atlantis Jr. defeated Leo Rush, Shane Taylor, Johnny TV, Brian Cage, Lee Johnson in the Survival of the Fittest match. Elimination match, ROH Women's World Champion Athena, I like this, defeated Queen Aminata. This was a very good match. And you got Mark Briscoe defeating Roderick Strong.
Queen Aminata, for me, stood out in this match.
Yeah, big time.
She looks like she can be a star. Yeah.
Yeah, big time. They've done, it's a lot of improvement. AW Collision last night, same building. We also have Battle of the Belts that followed this. Going to go right into that too. Orange Cassidy defeated Johnny TV. A recap of the Patriarchy beating Bullet Club Gold to win the vacated Trios title. So the Trios titles are split again. They split these titles.
I thought they weren't going to do, but here we are.
Blackpool Combat Club, Wheeler Yuta, Claudio Castagnoli defeated Top Flight. Brian Cage and Lee Moriarty. Cool. The Conglomeration was backstage. Willow Nightingale, Orange Cassidy enter the frame. Willow hyped everyone before the match. Willow's so good. Willow's great.
This promo was everything. This is my highlight of a Collision. What you're Willow. About to read.
Yeah. Oh, the Mark Briscoe promo. Yeah. Oh my. You know, he's always been a good promo guy. I mean, there's a reason why he stands out. Somebody that was here yesterday has known Mark for a very, very long time. And we were talking about this on what a tremendous talent him and his brother were as an act together. And a lot of people were concerned, you know, what is Mark going to do? And we're seeing what he's going to do, and we're seeing what he's capable of. And he is a tremendous, tremendous professional wrestler in every way. What a great promo, huh?
Yeah. So he tells Kyle to hold his baby, and he gives him the champ title, and Kyle O'Reilly starts bouncing the title like it is a baby. And then he brings out his actual baby. He says, "We got a new member of the conglomeration," and it's his name. It's his newborn that's named Jay after his brother.
So good.
So that was pretty cool.
So good. Let's see. And then what else do we have? Oh, we had Hologram defeating the Beast Mortos.
This was tremendous.
Okay, this was tremendous, but there was a weird spot here, okay? Where the ref kind of got confused. So he went for, it was some sort of power bomb on Hologram, right? And Hologram was flat on, and Mortos lifted his legs in like almost like a cross. And it seemed like the ref thought that he was going for a submission, and he just stood there and didn't do anything.
Yeah. Okay.
And it got weird, but I'm liking this presentation for Hologram. Where they go with this, I don't know. Because I've heard of some of these ideas that they've had for him, but we'll see. Thunder Rosa defeated Maya World. Lance Archer beats up everybody backstage before his match against Will Ospreay on Dynamite. So that's what Lance Storm does now on the show. He just beats people up in the back. Conglomeration, Kyle O'Reilly, Mark Briscoe, and Tomohiro Ishii defeated the premier athletes. Arya Daivari, Josh Woods, and Tony Nese with Mark Sterling. Lance Archer defeated a nameless victim.
So they're setting up a match with Will Ospreay on Wednesday for him.
Yeah.
So he actually is going to wrestle.
Yeah,
he is going to wrestle. And it's
going to
be a good match.
FTR, Cash Wheeler, and Dax Harwood. They were thick boys, huh?
Oh, yeah.
They're thick guys now, and they're wearing the black. I mean, they were big. Big. Defeated my favorites, Mansoor and Mason Madden.
FTR, what a great act. These guys look good.
No,
so good.
Mansoor and Mason are fantastic. They are great self-promoters. Love it. Love to see it. And I'm glad that they're in Ring of Honor. I'm glad that they were on Collision. The Acclaim were backstage after Blood and Guts on Wednesday. They cut a serious intense promo on both the Bucks, FTR, and all the doubters who thought they shouldn't be in Blood and Guts. Okay, cool. You're giving them a little bit more edge. And Pac defeated Lio Rush. This went right into Battle of the Belts. I'm going to be quick here with this. AEW World Title Eliminator match. Tony Storm defeated Taya Valkyrie. After the match, Storm took the mic and said that this... can I say that on the radio? I don't know.
She got a little saucy referring to herself. We'll just say that.
Well, yeah, yeah. She's still going to be the champion. This trollop is still the champ. Storm said that Mariah May was perfect for her and was better, Tony Storm, than actually Tony was. She said that May have made a mistake, but that was not cutting Storm's head off when she had a chance. CMLL, World Women's Title Eliminator Match. Willow Nightingale defeated Deonna Purrazzo. ROH World Six-Man Title Match. Dustin Rhodes and the Von Erichs, Marshall and Ross, with Kevin Von Erich, defeated the Undisputed Kingdom. The Von Erichs are once again six-man world champions with Dustin Rhodes. You know, what's old is new.
Yep.
Fantastic stuff. Fantastic, fantastic stuff. This was all really, really good stuff here. We got a break, but when we come back, I'll run down the all-in card. Also, on Dynamite on Wednesday, Bryan Danielson will speak. Maybe he'll care. I'm telling you, reverse Montreal. Throw the title on him and turn the lights off and get the hell out of that building. Put that title on him. Tony, put the title on him. CMLL Women's Title Eliminator. Willow Nightingale versus Chris Statlander. We're finally getting that match. And Mercedes Moné and Camille make an appearance and a whole lot more. Going into All in a few weeks here. A lot of fun stuff. When we come back from break for our final segment, we're going to go into the All In card that's shaping up here. They've added a couple more matches in the last week. More to be announced. We'll talk about it. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. We'll be back right after this.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Final segment of the show. Guys, do me a favor. Follow me on X at Andrew Zarian. I also do a number of shows here on Wrestling Observer. This is including, we're Live Pal on Tuesdays. I also do a show Beyond the Bell on Tuesdays with Rich Stambolian. And also Matt Men Podcast on Fridays with Rich Stambolian. If you follow me on Twitter, you can find where all of this is. All in so far for the card. They did an angle on the San Diego Comic-Con AEW panel, setting up Britt Baker and Mercedes Moné. All right, that's the match people wanted. Now they're getting it. I hope it's a home run. You're also going to have AEW World Champion Swerve Strickland defend against Bryan Danielson, which may be Bryan's last attempt that he is forcefully put into to win that world title. This will be the last time that man is forced to have to be the greatest professional wrestler alive and to challenge for one of the biggest prizes in the business. God, I hope he gets it. I hope they are swerving us, and I hope I say, ha, I knew it. AEW Women's World Champion Toni Storm is going to defend against Mariah May, AEW American Champion, not international, American Champion, MJF, defends against Will Ospreay. Going to be a banger. TNT Championship, Jack Perry defends against Darby Allin. The consequences of that blood and guts match. And like I said, TBS Champion, Mercedes Moné defends against Britt Baker. Satomura is retiring. Did you see this? We got about 10 seconds here. Very cool. She's one of the final people that wrestled on in WCW that is currently wrestling. There's only a handful of those. Wild to see. Next week when we come back, obviously we're going to be talking about SummerSlam Fallout, everything that happened there, everything that happened on Dynamite, everything that happened on Collision, all in, all out, whatever is going on in professional wrestling. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.